Hi, I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. As an attorney, one who promotes civil government school system abolition, I think there can be some improvement by the Christian legal organization's budget. Let us say that you operate a law firm that spends $100,000 a year on an attorney or two who are paid to defend prayer and Bible reading in civil government schools. And suppose your attorneys defend cases each year, defending the supposed right to pray in civil government schools and to read the Bible in those same schools. You may win your cases, you may even win attorney fees. But that money could be better spent. Suppose you got rid of those two attorneys, and thus you could reallocate that $100,000 elsewhere. What you could do with it is give scholarships to students who wanted to be privately educated and have the ability to pray in school and read the Bible in school without having to file a lawsuit. So, with $100,000, you could give 100 scholarships worth $1,000. That would be enough to homeschool a child for a year or supplement a private school education. That $100,000 would, doing the rough math, drain the civil government schools of roughly $1 million, because if 100 students left the system at $10,000 per student per year, that would mean $1 million. Losing $1 million would be devastating to a civil government school. The reason why it is preferable the Christian legal organization remakes their budget is because it facilitates prayer and Bible reading in schools, private schools, without the need to convince a judge that that is acceptable behavior. Remaking the Christian legal organization's budget makes good sense in that it relies on the path of least resistance, with no gatekeepers, no body to stop promoting Christianity. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.